Are you walking where he's walking, or are you hanging out?
I kind of split up a bit and, like, go over to a tree, and I'm, like, examining it with my back towards everybody.
I scoop up the pieces from the thing, and I put it in my pocket.
Okay.
And I'm like, what kind of things do you like to eat, Darby?
Like, apples.
He's like, obviously trying to, like, secretly talk to you. Yeah. As you said to me.
How weird. You looking at a dinosaur to see a grunt on the side of its mouth?
I don't know where apples are around here, but I'll keep an eye out.
Pineapples and red apples. Okay. Bananas.
Oh, so just like fruits and stuff. Okay. Yeah, I don't know where those are at, but I'll try to find some for you. Man, this tree, pretty strong. Let's get a move on.
I've fallen back in with the pack and...
Back with the
pack? Back in with the pack and keep moving.
All right. So just like I said earlier, you don't have to slash anymore.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of letting them lead. I'm sort of hanging back now.
Okay.
Luke, I think, was the first one to walk that way.
Yep.
Oh, I've never led before. I don't know what it means to lead, but I'm out of frustration. I'm moving forward towards the objective.
Sure. As you're moving forward, you notice near a tree, nearby tree, there is a...
Luke, your guy's arm's falling off.
Oh, no.
You broke his arm?
I didn't break it. I picked it up and I felt it loose.
I feel something like...
Was it already glued? Did you already break it? That's what it felt like. It felt like glue letting go.
Yeah, that's why you don't pick up a character.
He's gonna glitch out.
I'm glad I crushed this.
Yeah, but you should have picked up my talisman.
Maybe
that's what you get.
Off his character.
Glue him back.
I won't touch nobody's characters no more.
You notice a kind of weird, like, humanoid body just laying flat on the ground. You hooked it?
No. Gooflin.
What?
There's a creature, Ed. You seem to be well with other creatures.
Okay.
Not the druid, though.
I don't think my anoint's really high. I just haven't tried it yet.
I'll take a look then, since you don't want to. Even with your little mimicking android. I take a look.
Okay. You look at this weird body thing, and it is a plant monster.
What?
Yeah.
In the daytime?
Mm-hmm. It looks like a dead plant, though. It's just kind of in the shape, a weird humanoid shape. It has arms and legs, but no head. There's no discernible features like a face or eyes or anything.
Just laying there. I think I found one of the plant monsters.
I walk over to it.
Maybe it uses skeletons to have, like, a structural form or something. I don't know.
Improvising. I'm going to pull out my greatsword.
Okay.
I set it on fire to see if the plant life burns away.
You shoot fire at it?
Yeah.
Okay, it catches fire.
Doesn't squirm or anything?
No.
Do we see, like, it burn away and reveal anything else, or does the whole thing just burn?
It starts burning. That's like a slow burn.
Okay.
Well, at least we know what they look like, I guess. Although, it could be any plant before it takes this form.
Yeah, that's not good. Not good at all.
Alright, well, keep your eyes peeled.
I wanna go a little
slower. You don't see any bones or anything when it starts burning? Okay.
This looks like wood.
But it's taken a shape of a humanoid without a head. These must be the monsters that Myrnus was talking about.
Yep, I would imagine.
The pixie and the sprite are gonna start like tugging on your hair a little bit.
to which way?
And just like trying to get your attention. They're like pointing at the fire, like waving their hands and stuff.
What is it? Like, I really wish I communicate with these things.
The spray goes like face palms, and he like goes.
Okay. Can you disband produce flame?
I think once it catches fire,
it's on fire. I say, hey, throw me that. I might have my own water skin, probably.
You probably got one.
I pull my water skin out and I put the flames out.
Okay. It sizzles a little bit. As you're doing this, so you go up to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You notice that the parts that aren't burnt kind of have a weird, like, ashy layer on it. And it makes you think back to the Triceratops you saw yesterday.
Like ashy, like decaying?
Yeah, decayed bits. Almost like the top layer was like burnt away. That's before the fire happened. The pixie and the sprite kind of quizzically look at it and they fly down and they start like touching around and stuff.
Careful, it's hot.
Darby, he's trying his best to stick with XT, but he keeps like.
I pay no attention.
Yeah, going back to you. He says, "Dad, what? What is that?"
Dad.
Plant monster. Can't believe we saw one of them. As I look to the other people, as if I'm talking to them.
We've already seen it before.
Who's we?
All of us.
When did we see it before?
The vines that took the man before. They tried to take me.
Yeah. But they didn't look humanoid like this.
They must be connected.
Jordan, you're checking out the body.
Yeah.
Pixie and the sprite are on it.
Should I make... I mean, medicine's probably not it. Nature, I don't know. Arcane.
Probably nothing really discern here.
Okay. We just know that it wasn't... I tell you, it looks like before I set this on fire, this thing has some sort of decay going on, similar to the dinosaur we saw before.
Darby is kind of staying close to Gooflin. Are you doing anything unique, or are you just kind of scanning around?
No, I'm still trying to figure out... Okay. My purpose here.
I'm wondering.
Something's not right for me.
I'm talking to you guys.
Okay.
I'm wondering, judging by the plant life and the dinosaur before in this area, it's almost like something is leeching life out of this. Like stealing life magically or through disease or something from all the living things in this area.
Guess you two should be worried then.
In the middle of your conversation, everybody hears an earth-shaking boom. Off in the distance.
South.
Seems like it's south, yeah. Sounds like it's really far away.
Like a day and a half far?
Probably, yeah, something like that.
There's this
sonic boom that echoes out throughout the jungle. A few seconds pass, and Jordan, being the furthest up front, you see kind of in the distance the trees kind of moving a little bit, and the movement gets closer and closer. Before you can even think, a massive shockwave passes through the area, almost like a ripple or like an explosion shockwave. I need everyone to make a constitution saving throw.
Well, this is what's still on the life.
That sounds bad.
Well, that could have been high.
Oh my, okay, I have not. I'm
a 14.
A 7.
You're like all constitution, aren't you? Are the warforged really high? Oh, yikes.
Critical.
Miss or score?
Hit.
Nice.
Jordan and Luke, you guys take 17 necrotic damage.
Necrotic?
Yep.
All right, yeah, that hurt pretty bad, guys.
Eric, you're going to take 8 necrotic damage.
Let me repeat. Critical.
Saved really good.
So it was a big boom and a shockwave, and I took necrotic damage.
The shockwave had a visage too. It was this big black wall. Jordan, you take the damage, and as you're kind of recoiling from this, you see the pixie and the sprite just
They just die.
Oh,
like a gust of wind, they turn to black ash.
My friends!
What about Threehorn?
Darby is kind of perking his ears up as the boom goes off and says, "Hey, Dad, what?" And he falls to dust as well.
You've taken everything from me, Steven!
As this happens, you notice the plant life also shrivels up a bit, as if it's being like aged super quick.
18. Turn to the side. 18's gone. Actually, it would have been fine. The plant life is dead too?
All around the surrounding area. It's not dead, but it's like shriveled up, like it's being...
I fall to one knee and I say, "Damage minimal. Repair started."
I look at the dust from Darby, and then I quickly look up at them, and I'm a little visibly shaken, but you can't see my tears.
I will... We're just it's not combat or anything, so can I cast Healing Word twice?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to cast it on myself and Luke. So first one on myself. It's a D4 plus 7, so...
Plus 7?
You get...
plus 7?
That's what it says on here.
What? No, it's your modifier.
Yeah, it's not your attack mod, it's your...
Oh.
Your wisdom, I guess.
That'd be a sweet healing war is what that would be.
Plus your ability modifier. Yeah. So it's plus my wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is...
It'll say your spell thing.
Wisdom's plus 4, so...
Yeah, okay. So 4 plus...
So you get 6.
I get 6?
Go back to your spell 10. That puts me at 4. So, wisdom... Yeah, I guess... I thought it would say...
It says attack bonus is plus 7. Okay. That's probably because it's proficiency plus
whatever. Yeah.
Repairs complete. Full strength.
Okay. I'm going to do mine now. 3 plus 4, so I gain 7.
I while I'm on my knee...
Do you guys know how you use spell slots? I'm sorry. Oh, spend.
Yep. Yeah. I reach over and grab a small broken orb on the ground. Stick it back in my chest, and then another one comes out. And 18's back.
Can you turn down the strings?
I was doing it for dramatic effect.
It was good strings. What was that?
So he just healed only you, right?
You only took 8, right? We took way more, didn't we? Okay.
Full strength.
I can't tell how... Because you're pretty much... disguise and everything, right? I can't really tell how sturdy you are. Yeah. Do you appear to be rocked by the damage?
No, I'm not rocked by anything. Not losing Darby, nothing.
Okay, then I'm gonna save my other spell slots.
Necrotic damage.
Are we sure we want to go there?
This seems to be more than what Moderna said. Myrna said.
Madonna?
If something could be disturbing Stanby and we make it out this far, we must move faster to be able to save the city.
I'm worried that we need some sort of protection, or we need to get out of this ring of... Objective, we don't know how often those booms are going to go off.
Objective is to save Stanby.
Can't do that if we're dead. Before we even get there.
I just take off straight up there. I go through the canopy.
Okay.
And then I try to survey, and I just do a spin around and survey the whole area.
You see, looking south, you see a very large clearing. It looks like there's a building in the middle of it. It's probably about another 45-minute walk.
Back down.
Okay. What do you see?
Does the land dead still in front of us? That's what I'm trying to look for.
Yeah, it seems like if you go further south, you're only going deeper into this dead zone.
But this little building is not like the epicenter of it.
No.
It's just a little building that's in there. There's a small building up ahead. We should be able to get there before nightfall.
You better hurry.
As we're walking, I try to reconstruct the
oh,
symbol.
Okay.
I mean, if it was a charm or something and it had magic and he crushed it and lost it, but I'm thinking maybe it's a protective charm or something, so it might as well worth a shot. That's what might not do like. Anything, so.
Do you have any, like, magical ability you want to use, or are you just trying to use your hands?
Problem is I don't have any spells that are, like, a protective spell, so I wouldn't know how to, like, charm it, I guess. I have Hex, but that's just, like, a negative thing. I got Guiding Bolt, Guidance, and Enhance Ability, but that's more on a person, not a...
Yeah, probably won't.
I don't have... Oh, I have Charm Person, but it's not a person, it's a thing.
Okay.
So, I'm just going to try to reconstruct the shape.
The source of the explosion is further south towards Stanby. I believe that we're heading into the deepest part, possibly figure out what caused such explosions.
The epicenter?
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. I think so.
I think we should keep moving while we have daylight. Can't take many.
Where's Threehorn?
He just disintegrated from that blast.
Got Thanos.
That snapped.
He was just
Where's
an animal.
Where's Iron Man when you need him?
My hands turn to fists. Let's move faster. And I take the lead and start making sure everything's cleared. Yeah.
Okay. Heading towards that building, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said, it's about a 45-minute walk. Your travel's still pretty easy going through the dead plants. I'm going to clear this whole thing off. So, yeah. Can you get that stuff, Jordan?
Yeah. Sorry, there's bushes everywhere.
That's not a small building.
That's a small
building. You lied to me.
I'm not going to touch Luke's character, but he said he was in front.
It's moderately sized.
Ooh, there's something holy about this place.
Why is everything else blown up?
There must be a holy man inside.
Why are you saying that?
Oh man, which way do we come in at?
Oh man.
It's one of the only places that survived the destruction.
That's what I was thinking.
Must have some type of spiritual protection around it.
Luke, you're leading the way, you said?
Yes.
Angrily?
Yes.
Okay.
Angrily.
No, I'm. My objective is fully
Guys, look,
clear.
The symbol, it's in the roof.
Fully clear that I have to get there to stop. The destructions, the explosions.
What's that on the roof?
Where'd that other plant guy go?
The plant guy?
Yeah. Luke, you're marching in front, and you see what's on the table there. There is a moderately sized building in the center that's surrounded by rubble of what seems to be a destroyed village.
So like the whole village is destroyed, but this one building in the center is just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
still messed up.
Yeah.
But it's more standing.
It's still standing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Is it getting closer to dark, or I feel like we could move through this and get further?
It's not, it's probably like just early afternoon.
And there's these plant creatures all around.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same headless ones or?
Yeah, these guys are just like torso, arms and legs. Just a general like plant kind of.
But they're living.
They're moving around, yeah.
And there's one dude standing on top of the building.
So there is, as you approach, there is a plant monster on top of the building. I'm going to show you what he looks like. Jordan, are you keeping pace with XT?
Yep.
You start to get that same kind of like visual anomaly view as you look at this plant guy.
Here he goes. He's getting in the trance, you mean?
He's not getting into a trance, but no. It's not as bad as before. Oh, shoot. This is what you see. You see it, right?
Yeah.
Man. Three skulls kind of embedded into a plant creature.
Okay.
He has four arms and a skull on top of his own head. As you approach, you see him holding in one of his arms a person.
He's holding someone?
He is like one arm, like by the neck.
Oh, this is bad.
You get there just in time to see him hold the guy by the neck and plunge one of his other three arms into his chest. As this happens, a crimson vial ooze of blood goes down his arm. He retracts it and he tosses the body. Doesn't seem like he's noticed you yet.
Objective: save Stanby.
What do you do?
I'm willing to go around.
Go around?
Wow. I know it's going to make Stephen mad. But.
Do you think there's anybody alive inside?
If there's something in that building that protects us from those booms, we may need it. I don't know that we'll make it to Stanby if there's many more of those.
Objective. Yeah.
Objective, yeah.
Is that the title of this change, episode? Objective? Yeah.
Changing priority.
Investigate building?
It's up to you guys.
Yeah.
I pull up, a dart pulls up my arm, and I just point it up at the dude.
I'm going through my bags and seeing what all I have in preparation.
I will.
Fire.
Yeah. As he does that, I also, my runes and inscriptions begin to glow and connect and form an arch around my body.
What'd you find in your bag?
We're ready to go to war! Like
you're reading really good there.
Huh?
Looks like you're reading really good.
Just trying to see if there's anything creative I could do here.
On the, when I transform, I do get a bonus action to throw the arrow if we are ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to fire.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw the arrow at the same time that he shoots the dart.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm switching to my metal dice because the other dice have failed me. Are we able to shoot?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Critical!
So you have range.
That's how you do it right there.
He's within 60 feet, right?
What are you using?
My dart.
Is it? How is the range on?
Oh, like yeah, I forgot feet? About that. Yeah, it's not very far.
My arrow's 60.
That really makes me upset because you're correct. I'm going to have to reroll. Take disadvantage. And now I'll miss. Non-critical, but 17.
24 for me.
24 and 17?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Eric, roll initiative.
He's still looking in his bag. Give him a minute.
Max, gonna hit me. If I hit, I do 15 damage.
Okay, cool.
Critical mass.
So, what, three?
Four.
Okay. Which one of you wants to go first?
Me go first.
Okay. You did how much damage?
I did, seven.
What was your to hit?
17.
Okay. And you did 15?
24 to hit, 15 damage.
Okay.
22 total.
Just hurl a luminous arrow.
And who do you say want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Hey, that looks almost just like what it should be.
Yeah.
We could say that we fired at the same time, but since his range is shorter, mine might fly faster.
Faster,
yeah. Fly faster.
Okay.
Did it look like I did a lot of damage to him?
How long, you did? Yeah, I did, yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so you did your action by shooting the thing. Mm-hmm. Any movement or bonus actions or anything?
Yeah. 18's gonna move up to here and kind of hold, stand his ground there. And I'm gonna move underneath the balcony and have my back against the wall. Whoa! Not in front of the wind. Oh, my arm, it broke again!
Does an ability check include attacks or no?
No.
So guidance is only on, like, checks.
Okay.
Well, my wild shape and that arrow are all a bonus action, so I can still...
You only have one bonus action. Can't do a bunch of bonus actions. You can only do one. And I already used my...
You can expend a use of your wild shape feature, take on a starry form rather than transforming into a beast. Okay, so that's the action. Transforming is the action.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bonus action is throwing the arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then I will also... I'm going to stay back. I'm not going to move.
Okay.
I'll move to this cover over here.
All right.
Did you find anything in your bag?
Yeah, what's going on?
I think so, he said.
Hand sanitizer? What he said?
That's not it. No, that's not what he said.
Okay.
This critical miss, though, so I can't do anything. Yeah.
This spindly tree monster with four arms takes two hits and kind of steadies it with a recoil. And then he turns to you with a slow kind of staring pose. He says, I know why you are here.
Oh, he's speaking.
And I will tell you I take no pride or joy in what I do. I give you one chance to turn around. What goes on in this jungle does not mean anything to you. And he is going to dexterously kind of do like a flipping cartwheel motion.
Must not be that hurt.
Go over here. Jordan, that guy is going to dash.
Towards me?
Yeah.
So it's, what, 120?
60.
60? He's probably there. We'll give it to him.
This guy is going to dash up to 18.
Yep.
And the other guy, if he has 30 feet, he's going to go up and attack.
Yep.
He's going to make two claw attacks. 20 on the first one.
Ooh, that hurts.
9 damage.
He's gone.
He just has 1 health?
Yeah.
Okay. He used up his movement, so he stops there. Eric, you're up.
I pull out of my tinder box. Let's see if he'll let me do this.
How did he hit him if he dashed to get there?
The other guy did. There's two right there beside him.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I couldn't see the
one. Tie my tinder, my dry cloth soaked in light water,
oily cloth?
Around, yeah. It's an actual oily cloth. Around the head of my spear, and light it on fire with my flint and fire steel.
Okay. I'll say it takes your action, but you can still move.
Okay. I will stay here for now.
Okay.
I could have just lit your spear on fire.
Can he still see the dude that jumped over?
Yeah, he should have.
The
Well, I had to still get the...
Okay.
The tinder out.
Yeah, you're right.
Your turn.
Mine?
If Eric's done.
Yep.
Eric's last. They all four went.
Well, I
mean, so then it's me.
Yeah, it's your turn, Jordan.
You didn't go first?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you make a ranged attack if somebody's on top of you?
At disadvantage.
Okay. I will... My claws and my teeth will grow and drip acid. And I will slash at this plant guy.
Okay.
for a 26.
Hits.
For a d10 plus 1. 11 max damage.
11 damage. All right. He's still up.
And then with the bonus action, I'll throw an arrow. Because it's 60 feet. That's definitely 60 feet. I'll throw an arrow at one of the ones. We'll say the closer one.
It'll still be disadvantage.
That's fine.
Okay.
So that's a 2, so it's a 9.
Oh, that's goodness.
Yep.
Anything else?
I can't move without trying to disengage, so... Nope.
All right. XT 17.
Cutie?
I look inside.
Inside the building?
Yeah.
There's like a living area in there, but it looks like some sort of struggle happened.
Okay, but no creatures that I can see?
Not where you can see, no.
Okay. And the orb comes off me and he's gonna run over here. Okay. Oh, they're dead! Was that too much noise, was it? Oh. Alright, I'll go get the other one.
What's the magic? He's up there.
He's up there, huh? He's up there and he's... Sword.
Sword attack.
It's an 18 to hit.
Okay. He has dodged, so what disadvantage?
Oh, he dodged?
Yeah.
I'm still getting used to this app, this moonsickle. I keep forgetting I have this moonsickle, which literally gives me plus one to, like, everything, and when I heal, like, an extra d4, which I didn't do.
It's only 12.
12 misses.
I can
change it so it's automatic.
Really?
Yeah.
It might be. I don't know how this thing works. I don't know. It might already be applying. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm nervous because of what he said. Don't. Last chance to get out. I turn to my allies and. Are we fighting?
I say, remember the current objective.
Investigate
the house.
I start peering inside the house.
Looking peering inside?
Yep.
Just I mean, staying might, where you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's going to do anything, but. That's it.
Okay. This four-armed guy is going to retaliate against 18. He slashes with a stick-like claw an 11.
Yeah. No, miss.
Okay.
Miss! Come on, 18, you can do this!
A second attack.
Miss!
24.
Oh, that's no miss.
He just kind of vanishes.
Okay. And you are on that balcony, or are you flying?
I just flew back off of it a little bit.
The four-armed guy is going to climb to the top of that roof, and you see him with one of his four arms, his hand kind of points out, and he launches a wooden quill at you.
What?
No.
A 10.
Yes.
One of the, you recognize this, one of the
poison bad. Thing.
You're going to get attacked, Jordan, by this guy there.
That's melee range.
Okay. 13 and a critical hit with a 25.
I have a 14 armor class.
Okay. Wow. 7 damage.
Yeah.
You are up in the air.
Yeah.
That's where you are.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy is going to dash over to Eric. And this guy will dash up to Yanny. Eric, you're up.
I cast Hunter's Mark.
Oh, he's doing it. Okay.
I'll do it on the guy in front of me first. Then I will go ahead and attack him. That's a bonus action. I'll go ahead and attack him with my fiery spear.
Nice.
Ooh.
Critical hit.
Whoa. All right, do your damage and then add a d4.
All right.
So for your fire.
I got 8 plus my hunter's mark. damage is, what, d6?
Yeah. Are these guys normal size, so like they take up a 5-foot square?
They're medium, yeah. Okay. It's like human shaped.
What's this say? 2?
So, your d4 is doubled.
Fire 9 damage.
Oh. All right.
How much?
It was 9 plus whatever his actual thing did.
Okay. I can't remember how much my actual thing did. Roll the tape.
I think you said. It's a critical hit, though. Just roll critical hit damage.
It was an 8.
8.
8 damage plus the 9?
9.
Yeah.
So 17.
The dude right in front.
Okay. 17 damage. He is still up. Any movement?
Yeah. I'll move closer to just in the center here. Yep. So stand there.
Is that all of them?
Mm-hmm. It's Jordan.
Jordan?
How do you get any... on a spell, the damage is just whatever dice, right? You don't get your proficiency or...
Right.
It's just the dice.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I am going to channel power. Can you make a ranged combat attack against somebody in melee range?
You can channel
power. Disadvantage. I'm going to channel the power.
The power
of the moon,
power.
Even though it's daytime.
Man can be out there today.
And call down a massive beam of light that strikes in a 5-foot square directly in front of me.
Would you say like a moonbeam?
Yeah, you could say it would look like a moonbeam.
And he pulls down his pants.
So it's just whenever a creature enters the square, so it doesn't have to hit. So I'm calling it down in its square.
So it's, and it starts its turn to take damage, right?
Yeah, right. Is it the start of its turn?
Mm-hmm. It starts or enters.
When a creature enters the spell area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it's engulfed in ghostly flames and takes 2d10 radiant damage and makes a constitution saving throw.
Yes.
If they're failed, they take full damage. If they succeed, it's half.
So 2d10.
But my saving DC is a 16.
Nice.
16?
Because I get plus one from my moon cycle.
Horses.
Do you want to use your bonus action spear thing?
Yeah, and I'm going to try disadvantage spear, the one that isn't in the moonbeam.
Oh,
so yeah. Moonbeam's going to be here. I'll find something cool for it. And then I'm going to spear the other one. It's a 4, so... I don't remember. My modifier is a 7, so it's 11.
It misses.
Okay.
If you're done, XT is up.
All right.
That guy's shooting quills at you.
Yeah. Take care of the quills. I'll find what's inside, and I fly inside the building.
Okay.
I'm going in the building. I'm going to bonus action 18. As I fly in, he's going to land up here, and he's going to go right back up to where he was.
Okay.
Try to maybe hold him off. I'm going to strike with him. So bonus action. My action is to attack through him. Is he dodging again?
No.
All right, attack so off. That is a 16 to hit.
16 hits?
Yes. Oh, 7 plus 4 is 11 damage.
Okay.
Slashing damage. Slash through them vines. And I'm just going to kind of go inside the building and start looking in this room.
Okay.
Just.
Are you staying just in the top room?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a room. It's like a bedroom.
And there's a big struggle.
It's the best thing I can find. It's not great. Oh,
that's fine.
A big struggle, and there's a stairs going down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start going towards the stairs. I mean, I don't have any more movement. So I'm on the far end in here.
Okay.
In the stairs.
The guy on top is going to go, and he'll look at your 18 and say, I hoped you would be different. And he's going to swipe at you with another claw hand. Yes. 10.
Yes, miss. Come 23. On, baby. No!
He has another action to use. He's going to shoot down a quill. At Eric.
Have fun.
21 to hit.
These aren't shape changers, are they?
No.
Okay.
Oh, use your deflect thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I put my hand up and I roll, let's see, 1d10, it's a reaction, 1d10 plus my dex mod plus monk level. Okay.
That's a high number.
You have a d10.
A high number.
Oh no.
2.
Oh no. 2 plus my dex mod. 3, 5, 9. It's only 9.
And what is it? What does it read after that?
It's reducing the damage.
It only did 5 damage.
Oh, you reduced all of it.
Oh, you did 5 damage? If you reduce the damage to 0, so I did.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so going. Then I caught it in my hand.
Nice move.
Ooh. I don't know if you want to touch that.
Yeah, that's got the goopy on it.
And you got any open cuts, do you? Get some gloves on?
Alright, I catch in one hand. If you catch me, I can spin one, but I don't think I'm gonna do it.
Just gonna catch in the stop there?
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna stop there.
Okay. That was his action, so he's going to do a sweep flip over the edge, and he's going to follow 17 inside.
For reals?
He's on in there.
That's not what I wanted to have happen. He went inside with me?
He has only 30 feet, so yeah, you'll get just inside.
Run!
okay, the guy's going to do his con save for the moonbeam.
Yep.
Or his con, right?
Has to beat a 16.
Mm-hmm. It's a 14.
So he takes 2d10 damage.
Nice.
For 13 damage. Fire damage.
Radiant fire.
Oh, radiant damage.
Okay. He tanks the damage and starts to claw you again. A 20 on the first hit.
Yeah, it hits.
First one's 9.
9 damage?
Yep.
Hey guys, I'm in trouble.
I'm in trouble? Don't be saying that.
Second hit, 22.
It hits.
That's going to be 8 damage.
Because I can't. We just lay myself down here.
You're unconscious?
Go away.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay. The next one.
You see my lights on my body start to flicker out, and there's no longer an archer on my skin either.
Next one is going to go up to Eric and try to do the same thing against you.
Why do you do this?
11?
No.
7. The last guy, seeing you fall, is at 30 feet. Who is the thing? He's going to make it to Eric. 2 more attacks. 15 and 17.
1 hit.
Okay.
Guys, I have the heal spells.
6 damage.
Ooh.
Your turn, Eric.
All right. Let's spin it around here. I am going to I'm gonna attack this one.
See a thin Joker sword over behind you.
Can I have that? Sure do.
Thanks.
I'm gonna attack this one with
when
my
you need it.
It's my friend.
With my flaming spear. Critical hit.
Oh!
The one you're hunter ring? Hunter's marking?
I probably would have done that, yeah. It's gonna do 6, 12.
That's 9.
The D4 is doubled.
25
damage. 25 damage? Alright, you blast this thing into pieces.
Which one was it? This one, maybe?
Yeah. That one, yeah.
And then I move my hunter's mark.
Ooh.
I'm gonna have to do that.
You still have your bonus action, right?
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that or I lose my hunter's mark, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I move it to the guy in front of me.
Okay. Is that a bonus action to move it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can you say something?
Anything else?
Please say something. No.
No. All right. Jordan, see a death save.
What do I roll? Just a d20?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any modifiers or anything? I've never had to roll one of these before.
Nope.
15.
Okay, you have one success.
You did it.
Hearing something coming from behind, I turn and I look at him.
And he looks at me.
We just wish to stop the explosions.
Are you expecting a response?
Mm-hmm.
I have the same mission. Why are you fighting me?
Oh no. You saw him kill somebody, though.
I do not wish to fight. I just want to help stop the explosions. And I walk up to him, holding my sword.
Wait a minute. Listen, no, go ahead, I'm unconscious.
I walk up to him and get next to him with my sword. And I bonus action 18 on the other side of him. And I just kind of stand there ready in action to strike if he continues to fight. Okay. I don't wish to fight you.
So you're holding action?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goes back to him.
He says, "You're nothing better than the humans that suck up the land."
I am no human.
Mechanical, defiled beast.
Defiled.
Attack him.
Tried, guys.
I think I figured it out.
Oh my goodness. I cannot hit. That is a 10 to hit.
Okay.
No?
Nope. He is going to, with a flurry of claws, make three attacks. 24.
Yep.
23.
Yep.
15.
Miss.
Okay. It's going to be 11, 22 damage total.
Guys, that hurt.
Yeah. Oh, did it?
Oh, we got to save him.
Number three is going to join its friend and go after Eric. It's going to be two attacks.
Gooflin.
21 and 8.
Yep.
5 damage.
5 damage? I took like 16.
The crit.
The one that you've marked is going to do the same thing, a 16 and a 12.
Alright, I will. Okay. Yep, one hit.
Okay, 8 damage. Your turn, Eric.
Don't do that! Oh no!
I attacked the one that has my, Hunter's Mark.
Still attacking, huh? Okay.
With my fiery spear.
Okay.
18.
Hits.
5. It's 7. Was that 12?
7.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12.
12, and then you said it doubled.
Mm-hmm.
15.
15.
Total?
Yep. I attack the other one. Use a key.
Not the same one.
The other one.
Okay.
18.
He's got something.
Okay. 8.
Well, you don't get those.
Oh, I don't get these?
No, it's just the unarmed.
8.
8 total? Okay.
Next is the unarmed. And then I slide past them.
Oh, he's a smart monk.
And I use Hand of the Healing.
What?
Is my martial arts die just my level?
No, it's a d4. D4, I think.
Is it my level or is it just always a d4?
Yeah, it goes up if you level.
Okay.
But it's 4 currently.
All right. And my wisdom mod. 2. All right, you heal 5.
Did you use Flurry of Blows?
Yes.
Okay.
So I actually go up to 5, or does it only put me at 1?
Nope. You go up to 5.
So I'm up, right?
Up. Hmm? You're not standing, but you're...
How okay. do I do all
you're conscious.
Flurry of Blows.
That's 2.
That does 1 attack plus 2 unarmed attacks.
Yeah.
But
oh, ooh, wait. Yeah.
But Hand of Healing, I spend 1 key point... I can use Furry Blows. You can replace one of your unarmed.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I like
playing
that.
Playing smart monk.
And I like get both of them because I have the mobile feet and I get to get away from them.
I like it.
So cool. I've never looked into feats.
It's you're up! Look at. You can yes. do it!
Your turn, Jordan. You got 5 HP.
You're doing it. Stand up.
Is it, what is it? Is it an action to drink something?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll rule it this way. It's an action to drink it and you roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Bonus action to drink it and you roll. Full action to drink it and you get full healing. Or, like, max healing.
So you only get half. Oh, you get max healing potion?
So, 2d4 plus 2.
If you, 10 health?
Yeah.
If you use a whole action.
Whole action, yeah.
Or you roll for bonus action.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
I am going to... They're not aggroing me right now, but they can, easily.
Got nobody else to attack.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll... I swear, I mean, if I drink it, it's my whole action. You can move, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can move after.
Well, you took 15 feet to stand up.
Right. 15 feet
in. And I have to climb this or like come towards them.
Yeah, and then you go right towards.
I'm just worried that putting me at 15 HP, I'm just going to get down again.
Guess we'll see.
I'm just going to drink it. I mean, I don't really have a. I'll drink one of my 2 potions of healing.
Is that an action?
Yes.
Okay.
10 health. Okay, so obviously he's still attacking me. That's not good. I'm going to say you've chosen poorly. We could have worked together, but you've chosen death. Destroy. I will attack and fail. No, I got an 18. Woohoo! To hit. And that is plus 4 is 13 damage.
Okay.
Is he looking hurt at all?
Yeah.
Okay. I will then... I will then attack with my Echo.
Oh, nice.
And go again. That is going to be a 6, 15 hit.
Just misses.
Oh, you dirt! No!
Is this from the Human Torch hero clip?
Wasted it. Yeah. then I will Action Surge.
Whoa, he's going all out.
Well, I might as well. And I'm going to miss again. No, I didn't! 17 to hit.
Hits him.
For 9 damage.
Okay.
9 damage, and then I will have 18 run out here.
Okay. You want an upper attack?
That's what I was hoping to do.
Yeah, he'll do one now. 11.
Goodness, thank goodness. Now he can't do it to me. I'm gonna fly out here. I'm gonna stay up in the air. 18's gonna go to the ground. Okay. And get. Bind up these two, or at least attempt to.
Good right. stuff.
Way
to tank.
5, 10, 15. I'm gonna fly around the corner.
Wanna put the roof back on?
How'd you do all that?
Let me show you.
Put the roof back on. Luke.
Huh? Oh.
The roof.
Because fighters are broken.
He's gonna go on top of the roof then.
Okay.
The roof was this way too.
Yeah.
Guess he was right behind it.
Oh! There you go.
He's gonna climb up to
that's
the roof.
Bonus action.
And he will if say. I have been wronged by the mortals that inhabit this place. You will pay.
Great.
He's going to shoot a quill at you, Luke.
What?
19.
Hits.
Where are you flying at?
I'm on the other side of the...
You take 3 piercing damage. Oh.
Yeah, but wait till he says the next part.
Constitution saving throw.
Exactly.
But you can't be poisoned.
No, I cannot. That is a saving throw. It's a 12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, roll a d4 for me.
4.
You can't be poisoned? Condition immunity? Yeah. Okay. Not going to squeeze him up then. Good job.
Yes. I get advantage on the saving throw too.
15 gets it.
I tried to
design. Yay, I did it!
I tried to design an entire campaign that took place in the desert using exhaustion and like starvation and stuff, and one of my players played a Warforged. And I was like,
it's okay, it's just one.
It's the way it is.
Number 3 is going to attack you, or that's like 18? 12?
No.
23. Turns around.
Is he beer or your AC?
It's up to you.
He has 16. No.
The next one is going to do the same thing, go up to Eric. 8 damage.
I'm down.
Okay.
Oh no.
Jordan?
It's my turn?
No. 19 to hit.
Yeah.
27 damage.
8 damage.
Ouch.
Eric?
Yes.
Your turn.
I roll Dustin.
I already went all out, so.
So close to a critical.
I can either heal or I can try to kill these things. Like, I don't know what the plan is here.
I think you should heal.
Yeah.
Jordan, see what you do.
And use any bonus actions you have and whatnot. Go
use
all
your dailies.
Out. Go your all out.
I'm gonna wipe on the first night ever.
Yeah, first night wipe.
We'll be like
plant monster.
Steven's the worst AM.
Yeah. Oh, he's so much he wipes everybody. Now this is getting nervous. I'm getting nervous here.
I can really heal like crazy if I take my chalice form, but that's the whole action.
Just bonus action, healing potion, and do whatever.
I can bonus action healing potion, and then
one of them's hurt. Well, your bonus
how
action,
does
healing potion and then action?
How does this work if they're right next to us?
It's not gonna help you.
Okay. Hmm. A bonus action healing potion first. So it's 2d4 plus 2. Where are my d4s? So it's 6 health. Should I healing word Eric or healing word myself?
Well, you already used a bonus action to drink that.
Right.
So you can't do healing word because that's a bonus action.
Healing word's a bonus action?
Yeah.
No, healing word's a spell.
It's
a bonus
action. It's still a bonus action.
You spell. can just drink the healing potion as an action then, and then healing word.
Yeah, you could do that.
How is a spell a bonus action?
Chris has a bonus action.
Yeah, they can be reactions too.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. So I've been doing that wrong too because I used it as an action earlier.
Okay.
Okay, well then I'll drink the healing potion for 10. And then...
Healing word Eric.
Attaboy. I like that plan much better. I'm analyzing the dude on the roof. How bad is he actually? 2d4
plus... He looks less than half.
It's not enough.
Eric, you got 10 health.
Sounds good. I'll try to soak up some damage for you.
Eric's down and then I have to heal again.
I'm going to...
FYI, I only have 1 healing spell slot left.
I'm going to manifest 18 over there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to strike. Adam. That is going to be a 23. Come on, 6! Boo! 14 more damage.
Wow. Okay. He's looking hurt more.
Do the business, Luke.
I'm gonna fly. I can't go below 30 feet. I'm going back in the building. Try to get out of his line of sight and make him chase me down.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my bonus action.
These little crotch goblins are kicking our butt.
I know, I've been
near the boss.
Well, my problem is I want to be down there because I don't want him to get double crit here from laying on the ground.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
Well, bad. He'll stand up on his turn, but he's...
They go first.
Healthy.
I'm going to strike again with 18.
Oh, okay.
That is a 16 to hit.
You'll crit one of these times.
I wish. That is another 14 damage.
All right.
Oh, that's 28, baby.
He is on his last bit of health.
Ah! Yeah! All right. 18 is just trying to hold his attention to keep him there, and I ran back inside to try to get out of his line of sight.
Okay. It's going to be his turn. He's going to look at 18 and say, "You need to choose your alliances more carefully." He is going to kind of morph one of his hands a little bit. Can you see? I guess you don't see.
I don't. Nobody sees it.
He shoots out a vine, goes over to here, and he uses it to zip over.
Now I'm getting upset.
And he hops down. You can op attack if you want.
Oh, yes, that's definitely happening.
Critical, here it comes!
Come on, baby! 18! No!
Not enough?
No.
Okay. One of those plant guys is going to attack Jordan. Or no, attack Eric. 17 mm-hmm. and 20.
They both hit.
18 damage.
Yeah, I'm down.
He's gonna get brain damage.
What?
Jordan?
18 damage!
From two attacks. 7 and a 14.
Wait, they're attacking me after they attack Eric?
Yeah.
They have four attacks.
One attacked me.
Yeah, they have four attacks.
How much damage?
14 attack.
To hit. I have 14 AC.
Okay, so that hits. 5 damage.
Okay, we're Gucci.
Are you up?
Eric's turn.
Yeah, good.
Come on, critical this.
Critical.
We need you up.
I hit a 19 last time. 16.
Okay. Jordan?
I'm really frustrated that he got away. And he's running.
He's on our way, yeah.
The problem is I can't
see. Are they at range for me?
The one guy
moved up. One guy moved next to you.
What?
You still have healing word, right? It's bonus action.
Yeah, I can bonus action. I'm trying to figure out if I want to use a spell slot to attack him. I am going to use one of my guiding bolt charges on him.
Okay. A disadvantage.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Yep. He's risking it? What?
That's what it is. Well, because then I can healing word as a bonus action, right?
No. Can't cast two spells.
Yeah.
There's unless so it's a cantrip. Rules.
Okay, then I'm not gonna do that. I can cantrip and then bonus action.
No, you can.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
unless
then.
One as a cantrip.
Produce flame does a D8. Primal savagery does a D10.
They are susceptible to fire. Double damage on fire.
Should grab my flame.
Plants don't like fire.
Can I melee attack with produce flame?
It goes off in the back of his mind.
You can also attack with the flame, although doing so ends the spell. When you cast the spell as an action or on a later turn, you can hurl the flame at a creature within 30 feet, make a ranged spell attack. On hit, the target takes 1d8 fire damage.
So you disadvantage.
Why don't I have green flame blade?
You got big spells, right? Use a big one.
He can't because he wants the healing word.
I need the healing word Eric. Unless I don't have healing word Eric.
Well, you can feed him a potion as your bonus and just roll it.
I could moonbeam again, but I got knocked before it was even his turn, didn't I?
No, he took one.
He took the damage.
But it's radiant damage, it's not fire damage.
Nope.
I don't have a big fire spell.
One of them has to be hurt.
Yeah, they're both pretty hurt.
I am just going to Primal Savagery the one next to me.
The acid damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For a 20.
Hits him.
For 10 damage. And as a bonus action, I will healing word Eric. So it's 2d4 because my moonsickle plus 4.
He gets me up to sub damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they go next.
Yeah.
You don't get to do anything.
So that's 7 plus 4, so 11 health, Eric. And that is my last level 1 spell slot.
Reactions.
Yeah.
Okay.
I come back out to make sure he's there. He's not. And I look at 18 and frustration. How far did he move? Like, he did some kind of vine thing and, like, flew far
Rapid
away.
Looked away, yeah.
So I'm not going to be able to get to him. I look up. He's not there. Look at 18, frustrated. I turn down and I see you guys, like, getting smashed. And I fly down.
Take offense to that.
But I don't think I have enough movement to get there from where I was. Nope. I'm going to get to about right there.
Use running shot.
Yeah. I'm going to do a... shoot dart. With my great, even, you great even sword with one hand.
With that. It's not even a light crossbow.
That is a... No. No, I can't shoot bolts. It's a dart. That's a 25.
Okay.
It's going to do 7 damage.
7 damage is enough to kill it.
Whoa! Eric, I believe!
I can only go 30 feet away. Okay. 18's gonna fly down and come down a little bit with his rocket boots. There we go. Oh, you jerk.
One guy left.
Yeah.
He is going to attack Jordan.
Stop it.
17.
Hits.
Automatic miss.
Only one hit.
5 damage.
He's still up.
Eric.
Alright.
I'm like, did you let him go? And then I look at both of you. And then I quickly taking the disengage action and go 100 feet.
Whoa!
Huh?
Gone.
Oh, you're gonna get all the way over there.
Oh, step of the wind, baby. 100 feet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See anything?
You scan.
Did he take off that way?
Yeah.
All you see is plants and sticks and trees. Jordan.
Yeah.
You blast him.
I did nothing of the sort. Watch your tongue, human.
He's still melee range, right?
Mm-hmm.
Primal savagery it is.
Here it comes.
Crit.
Whoa.
Now you get to crit.
Critical!
So that's it, 2 damage dice?
That's right, 2d10, yeah. Baby.
Oh. For 4 damage.
Whoa!
Three and a one. Wow. It's real miserable out here right now, guys.
So we have that wonderful.
He's still alive. He's still alive? Oh my goodness.
He's gonna steal or kill here.
Oh, should just moonbeamed him.
15 feet.
Who cares? I'm out of spell slots almost, anyways.
You know what? I'm gonna stand here and I'm going to bonus action to swap positions. And he's gonna move. He's gonna move up to there.
He disappears, right?
Huh?
30 feet away.
It's at the end of my turn.
Oh,
he disappears.
Okay, cool.
So he's gonna run up there and attack. I only have 15 feet left, though. That is a critical.
Oh, you did it!
Critical in a row.
18, 22 damage.
Tell me how he kills him.
Oh, say. He just kind of splits him right down the center, right in front of Yenny, and just kind of, and he just kind of peels apart in front of him. And then you just, you see 18 looking right at you for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like freaks out and he's gone. You just see this orb and it goes flying back to me. my rocket boots start going flying over here as fast as I can.
So that one next to me is dead now?
Yep. We're out of combat?
Out of combat. That finishes it.
I dash one more time. It's 100.
He is nowhere to be found. In his element.
Did you find him?
You lost him.
I didn't lose anything.
You let him go.
I fought him while you guys took on the little ones.
But they're arguing, I loot the house.
You go outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
You wasted your energy on him.
Yep.
Just for him to get away. Now we have to deal with him later.
Trap door, huh?
No, that's not how this picks up. You head inside, and on the lower floor, or the first floor, you see kind of a living area, and there's also a study. On the study, you find a notebook and a dead person. You take the notebook.
Yes.
Okay. That's what you find.
Investigate the gate, the dead person. Is it just like a common person?
Or? Looks like he was killed by a plane monster.
But is it just like a common person? Is it like someone important? Okay.
Yeah, looks like a Joe.
Okay. Average schmo.
Can't you track him?
I don't have any tracking abilities. I'm just fast. I ran out here as fast as I could, and he's just magically gone.
He had some kind of grappling hook that got him away from me. I wasn't able to take him down. And then a little orb, an 18 appears in front, and I just start like yelling all this like high pitch frequencies. Doesn't make much sense, but it's like just this almost like weird language that I'm just yelling at 18, and 18 just stands there and looks at me.
Turn back around and shuffle back to the house in anger, and I'm like, rocket boots. Yeah, they do a lot of good.
Jordan, do you read the journal?
Yeah.
You discern from the entries in the journal that this was an attempted colony village, aside from Stadby. They were trying to gain new land, but it was attacked. The last entry is from today's date.
Did I hear earlier when they were on top of the roof fighting, and he said, I'm trying to stop the explosions. And he said, I'm trying to do the same thing. Did I hear that exchange?
Oh, that's what you did. You got a 22 earlier, so I said, yeah.
Okay. I walk over to...
XT?
Terrible with names. I know his name's XT. I forget your name every time.
Gooflin.
And I say, I think you've forgotten the objective. We're not supposed to stop the explosions. We're supposed to stop the plant monster attacks. I think the explosions are Stabby's way of killing off the plant monsters. I think it's coming from the poor village.
The
yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah. The Stabby.
Yeah.
It's coming from there. I think they're radiating that necrotic magic to try to kill the plant monsters.
But it's killing us as well.
And the animals around here—not that that matters.
They don't seem to care too much for the nature. I think that's why old Spike McGee was so upset. I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg, but I think that's the whole controversy here.
That makes sense.
They attempted a colony village here. That's what this notebook says. I think that our guy that we just interacted with had something to do with why it is no longer here.
I would like to roll survival, try to figure out where he went.
Okay.
It's very frustrating. 7 minus 1, 6.
Okay. He rolled like a 27 on stealth. You saw him drop behind the building, but after that, there's no trace.
27, I don't think any of us will have seen it.
There's nothing else in the building?
Not that I could perceive. It's just destroyed in there.
So this building is standing
for... So there's no obvious reason why this is the one that's standing. It just happened to be the one that didn't get destroyed.
Yeah.
Or we rolled up when they were about to destroy it.
Mm-hmm. That's what it seems like.
I tried to detect magic on it.
You don't have to detect magic.
Well, I know.
I don't
but I, no, I have magical magic. Abilities.
No magic. That puts us over 10.
So. Okay. 10, 11.
We can stop there.
That's a pretty good point.
We're picking up in 4 weeks.
Something like that. Do we gain any? Are we going to level up at all? Okay.
We're going to start next session at level 6.
What? Going up to. We're going to keep going up to.
So are we resting here? Are we going to camp here? Is that what we're considering?
Whether you do or don't, we'll pick up next time at forest. And
okay, cool.
So short rest or
long rest?
You're saying we're long resting?
You get the benefits of a long rest, but I'm not going to make you wait for 8 hours.
Okay. So long rest, level 6.
Do that now.
Or here. It's driving.
Does long rest get us back to full health?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should have just dashed after him.
I dashed after him.
We would have died.
No, I could have dashed because I was closer.
I think you did the right thing. I think if you didn't kill that one, we're dead.
I think I did, but because that would have been 2 more full attacks, and you guys were already messed up. Yes, XT did the right thing, but man, it's really frustrating.
After your mirror stole from me and broke it.
I did. He made it look too much like something else. And it...
Could have been a protective charm. Maybe we wouldn't have got blasted.
Oh, that is true. It could have been.
Ooh, that's interesting pun.
That could have been. That would have made me even more upset.
So what happened, Pixie?
Me reconstructing.
Oh, stop. Don't even say Pixie's garbage would be alive. Oh, don't even do that.
Three horns. Who cares about
three horns? All right, so we need to level up to 6 and send you those sheets before next time.
Oh, yeah, be cool.
Got 4 weeks to think about it.
Okay. I think it went very well, Steven. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good run, man.
That was good. Lots of things, lots of questions still. But it's going good. I like
it. Things aren't so black and white, maybe.
No, they're not. Very frustrating, by the way. I should have been after him. What I really wanted to do is I wanted 18 to go that way and me go the other way, but I couldn't do it. If I would have switched our positions, I could have had him go back and I could have went the other way. I didn't have enough actions to do it.
Will our heroes be able to complete their quest? Find out next time on the Scandalous 6 Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Oh hey, not ready for the adventure to end? Keep up with us between episodes by subscribing to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/scandalous6. You can also follow us on Instagram at Scandalous6. And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook at facebook.com/Scandalous6Productions. Links to all these pages can be found in the notes of this episode. Okay, thanks. Bye!